all of my tapes with your husband and your father. For 4 years, I put the tape recorder here, and I hear the birds and the animals better than I hear his voice. All the tapes, you know, have the birds and...
And
my mom said that perhaps don't record it now because you, when you mentioned the topics, it makes me, I remember some but not all. And I need some time to recall it to give you the precise, exact story of what my mother-in-law, she knows in general that her son is involved in revolution, but she doesn't know, she did not know in detail of precisely what her son was doing like I did.
Okay.
Yeah, in just a general idea that her son was involved in revolutionary base.
So then, you were, I guess this is a very important question then, because you knew, I read some books, Hai Van's book and Miss Hai's book. Could you just tell me what you did to support your husband in his mission? You know, how did you stand guard? Did you go with him to his rendezvous with Win Thi Ba? Did you stand here at not this house, but did you stand guard with the German shepherds to make sure no one knew? Or if you could tell me in what ways you supported him, I think that's the most important and the only question that I need to have something from you rather than just from Miss Hai or Miss
Tại vì tôi đọc sách là những bài viết của bà Hải là của Hải Vân thì có kể là bà hỗ trợ chồng bà bằng cách là ở trong nhà như thế nào hay là coi chừng chó, coi cùng với chó như thế nào á. Nhưng mà tôi không muốn cụ thể là từ lời nói của bà là bà hỗ trợ cho chồng bà như thế nào, những việc đại khái là như thế nào, những việc gì?
Thì cái chuyện mà hỗ trợ với bố hoặc là đi đó, đi ra ngoài đó thì thỉnh thoảng thôi. Nhưng mà cái quan trọng nhất là lúc nào cũng dáng giữ cho tinh thần bố được ổn, tức là yên một bề để lo việc cách mạng. Còn tất cả mọi thứ thì mẹ sẽ lo hết đó. Tức là lúc nào cũng giữ cho tinh thần bố thật ổn định, không bị chi phối bởi những cái gì xung quanh, không bị chi phối bởi những cái lặt vặt. Mẹ lẽ lo hết và hỗ trợ hết mình cái tinh thần cho bố.
Ở trong nhà hay là...
Trong nhà cũng như đi giao dịch ở ngoài, giao thiệp với bạn bè ngoài.
I did go and I did support my husband when he was on the outside missions, when it was not outside mission, but it would be like go out on mission. Yeah, but only from time to time. But the most important thing that I did to support him is to ensure that everything except his own missions, the missions that he had to carry out, that everything else would be taken by my, would be taken care of by me in order to ensure his peaceful, the peace of his mind, so he can concentrate it on his task. For example, at home I would take care till he did not have to think or worry about anything at home, or when he went out with friends, he didn't have to think about anything else except on what he needs to do.
Yeah. It's very important, yeah.
That means just, I just to ensure his peace of mind.
Yeah.
Now, the other
peace
of mind so he can focus on his, your husband, your father, was the only one to last, not to get caught, he started in 1955 and he went all the way to 1975, the only one, the longest of all the heroes, the longest of all the intelligence agents, and because he told me he had a start date, but no end date. His end date was when the mission was over, when the country was unified. So that meant a very long time, and everyone else got caught. Bak Kwok, everyone else got caught, but not your husband. Did you worry that one day the CIO or the somebody
sure,
would...
Sure.
Yeah,
you see? Yeah. You always have worries, you see? Even my husband go out to work, and even my my husband keep in touch with many people, you see? Travel, on time to always, you see? On time.
We have a saying, what he was doing is like a fish already on a cutting board.
Yes, he, okay, right. Now, the last question I would have that's critical, fish on cutting board.
But the English word would be like a dangling...
No, yes, I know, I know exactly. The last question, then I let you, I stop now, is in 1968, during the Tet Offensive, the offensive, in 1968, An told me that he was very worried about the safety of the family, and that he had made arrangements for the family, to, if needed, to go stay at the home of Marcus Huss. Do you remember this?
Yeah, he told me.
Oh, he told you.
But you see, sometimes I... So for example, biết chi tiết vì là biết rất là nguy hiểm.
But sometimes I did not dare to get to know all the details because knowing the details was very dangerous. Because if my husband was arrested and had I known too many details, it would be dangerous.
Right. Did they torture her?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that happened to Bak Kwok, B-A-Q-U-O-C. Bak Kwok. Bak Kwok. He was caught in 19, and they tortured his son very badly actually. His name was Buddha Kwok. His nickname was Buddha Kwok. Friend of your father, you know. Yeah.
And my husband told me had he been arrested, do not go and ask for help to release my husband, as if I hadn't known anything about what he was doing.
That she was not supposed to go ask for his release, not to ask for any help, is that it?
Ý là không có đi xin để mà thả bố ra. No asking for help to release my husband. No buying his freedom after that.
Okay. Now, is it true? Did you ever, in one of the books that has been written about your husband, I don't know which book, They said that if he was ever captured, he would never speak, but that he always carried a pill to take to...
Yeah, yeah.
Is that true? It is true.
Có đúng là thật như vậy không?
Đọc.
Yes.
He did carry a suicide pill.
Có đem thuốc để mà...
Thì mình nói
là tranquilizer. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, he carries. I read that in a book. Okay, there'll be other questions I'll think of and I can.
We would continue.
After we go to the cemetery, can I come back and take pictures?
Sure.
I'd like to write an Instagram.
The support that I gave my husband because he it was out of patriotism. And the most important thing is how to ensure that my husband could concentrate on what he needed to do. Without worrying about anything else, he can clear his head, so he can concentrate on what he needed to do, and he feel calm in his heart and peace in his mind, so he can work.
The other thing is that maybe I don't think we should, I have time to, I don't think it's right to do it now because she has a headache and I don't want to intrude. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I am interested in, I do have a, here is my book. I have a section on your husband from 1975 to 1995, before Des Moines, before the reconciliation period, and I would like to talk to you, if you're comfortable talking about it, about what it was like for your husband, in your view, or what it was like between 19 when he came back from Hanoi from his school. And he describes himself as he became a house husband, is what he told me. You know, he did the fighting cocks. He listened to BBC radio, but he couldn't have any friends come to the house. You know, his American friends, they didn't. This is in that period. And I'd like to just know your own thoughts on that. Do you follow what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah.
But that's not about the war now, and it may be sensitive. And I don't need I don't need her to speak about it if she doesn't want to, but it would be good if she could.
Yeah.
Because it's a very, it's sort of what it was like to be with Arm, your father, what it was like when he couldn't have, when he was shut off from the contact with the Americans until Bob Chaplin came finally, and he was finally allowed to see people again in about 1987. But before 1987, he wasn't allowed to have contact with his friends who came to visit him. And I'd just like to know what she thinks. You follow me?
I understand. Nói chung thì muốn hỏi thêm là lúc khác cũng được, lúc này cũng được, nhưng mà tùy thì muốn hỏi thêm trong cái thời gian mà từ năm sau 75 á cho đến cái lúc mà đổi mới á thì bố mới được gặp lại bạn bè người Mỹ á, thì cái trong cái thời gian trước đó như vậy á thì mẹ thấy như thế nào, mình cảm nghĩ như thế nào á?
Sống bình thường, nhà có gì cũng là, không có quá làm việc.
my husband just continued to live a normal life, and from time to time he went to his office, I mean to work, yeah. And but most of the time he was at home writing down what he did. So like to review what he did.
I always thought that I'm in a hard position because I'm writing a book about your husband, and I admire him very much. And I have great respect for him, you know. And so I have to be objective and fair, but at the same time, not write a book that sounds like I'm just an admirer, you know. That but I want you to know that my book, I take my job very seriously. I try to be very fair, very objective. And your husband told me something in Vietnamese. I want you to know this. It's personal.
Nói chung thì tôi cũng muốn viết một cuốn sách nó rất là còn khách quan và nó công bằng mọi thứ. Nhưng mà tôi cũng rất là ngưỡng mộ ông nhà. Nhưng mà tôi cũng phải viết như thế nào cho nó khách quan. Chứ không thôi người ta lại tưởng là chỉ là một cuốn sách như khen ngợi không thôi. Thì
đó không ai. He told me he did not want to read my book until published, citing a Vietnamese phrase. Van Minh Vo, when translated, the phrase means my writing, other's wife. That is, writing is always better. He's saying to me that one's writing is always better than the other's, and someone else's wife is better than their own. One always longs for something one does not have. An was telling me that he would not sit in judgment of his biographer's conclusions. Is that right, that word? This is what he
means. Van Minh Vo Người.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Well, whether he said I would not in judgment of the, well, another conclusion is it's his development of the phrase Văn Minh Vợ Người. That means you love your own writing and you would not trade it for anybody else.
Okay.
But you would love somebody else's wife, and you always think that somebody else's wife is better than your own.
Okay, so your father told me, because he did not write, when I write in the car, I'll write that down, he writes on the tape. Your father told me that because he decided not to write his own memoir, turning down a lot of money from Random House and everything else, he didn't think it was fair then to judge someone else's writing about his life, since he chose not to write about his own life, because he knows because he's the only one who could do the right job. He could do the best job, but he chose not to do it, and so therefore he didn't want to interfere with me, which is very interesting. Is that right?
Yeah. Because we have that saying.
Yeah. So he told me that saying.
Your own writing is the best.
Yes. Yeah. So I showed my book to Bob Anson and to Amanda Anson, and they both very happy with it. They think that it's fair, because it's very sensitive. I'm writing about a journalist, but also a spy, and a spy against America, you know, in a war, a very complicated war, you know, it's a very complicated subject matter, you know, but I'm finished now. I go back to America on Thursday, and I give my book in, and that's it, you know, I try to do the best job. I try to make you proud.
And by the way, sometimes in one or another article or book mentioning that at different functions, my mom would try to steer away others' wives in order my father could get information. It was not correct.
I never read that. Okay.
Yeah, it's not correct, because when my parents make friends, they want good friendship and sincere friendship. And so at those social functions, it's just a social function, but like you know that when you go to social functions, both husband and wife would go. And so they have lady talk and they have men talk.
Okay.
And that's it. It's not because you want to do some spying stuff, so that's why my mom did that, no. But it's out of friendship, yeah. When we when we make friends, we want to make friends out of our true desire that we want to be friends with each other. Not and out of that sincerity or genuineness in friendship, we get into sort of like a more intimate, friendly relationship. And that's why when you and that's why when we need something, our friends would willing to help, or they just voluntarily give out, give us things. You know,
interesting.
Yeah, and we make friends because out of our sincerity. It was genuine, true friendship. It's not because we want to get information from them, and that's why we try, we act as if we want to be friends. And that's why it takes time to develop our friendship and become good friends, and to become good friends. Yeah.
That's exactly what your father told me.
Yeah.
Let me, I just thought of one more question. In a lot of the other books, and in all the articles, it says that your husband wanted to go back to the United States one day, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever, to see the United States again, to go to California. Is that true? Did he want to go back and then, but he couldn't get a visa, or is that not true?
Nhưng mà ý hỏi là có phải là đúng là trước đây bố nó từng muốn là có một lần quay lại Mỹ để mà thăm hoặc là hay không?
Thì đương nhiên nếu có điều kiện thì bố đi chơi mà còn sức khỏe,
Yes, my husband did wish to go to visit the U.S. again if his health allowed him, and he had the conditions not to go. Yeah, particularly if he was healthy enough to do that.
So did the government, I'll just ask, did the government ever say no? Did he want to go in 1997 when he wanted to go for the conference?
He never expressed that.
He never expressed it.
Nhưng mà cái mà hỏi là, nhưng mà nhà chính quyền ở đây có cho phép bố đi không? Nếu như mà bố xin thì liệu họ có cho phép bố đi không? If my father asked, then he need to ask the central the Politburo.
Okay. And did you go
for approval? Yeah.
Did he ever?
And the ministry. Nhưng mà bố có bao giờ xin phép để mà xin đi không?
No. No. And I have a letter from Georgia Kaiser, Mama, that I brought that your father wrote.
I see.
To her, in which he writes, he hopes that your mother will be able to go to your graduation. Did you go to his graduation?
No.
Did you? Too busy? Too expensive?
No. Mà sao vì mắc quá, vì bận rộn quá, nên mẹ không qua dự cái lễ tốt nghiệp của con được, hay là mẹ mổ không? Năm nào? 92, 93, dạ. 93. I had an operation.
Oh, okay. Ah, okay. I'm glad you're better.
Now I recall the story with Madame Germain.
Được phép là đi về rồi đó thì lúc giờ mẹ đi kêu chào mọi người đó thì cô Lộc cũng nói là ở sao cô để một hai đứa lại cô coi dùng cho
Okay, now I record it now. Before we went to France, we told everybody, we told our friends that we went to Paris just for as a tourist. But only when we got the news that we would be able to go back to Vietnam, we got visa. And only then I called them and wrote to them and to inform them that we would go back to Vietnam and say goodbye. And then Germaine told me, why don't you leave one or two kids here? I will take care of them.
Okay. I come right back. I just want to go back.
And what means that at that time we had I told my friends that I have four children and it's very and they're little kids. It's very difficult to take care of all of them. So just like our tradition, where the husband, where the wife is, and that's all. And when all the formalities were done, and then we told our friends that we go back to Vietnam, say goodbye. And now the war was over, peace again. That's why we would go back.
And you go to you're lucky because you go to California, and you get to see the beautiful state that I'm from, and your husband loves so much, California.
Yeah.
So you're able to see the ocean and everything he likes so much. You're able to continue to do when you see your daughter and your grandchildren. It's very special, you know, very lucky.
It's like a school site.
Yes. Yeah. So you were able to see as his wife his other love, which was America, California, the ocean, and all of that thing. It's full circle, you know?
Yeah.
And you were able to study in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So it's a full circle.
Yes.
I try to tell that story in there. Okay, well, thank you.
Because you see now, I don't remember well what happened, you see?
Well, you do a good job of remembering.
Huh?
See, I brought you a book. The best, so that you can, this is for your professional work.
Oh.
This is my book on the whole American political system. Media,
Congress
groups, brand new.
Oh,
I want to sign it.
Please.
I want to sign it for you.
Yes, please. And when you come back, I can show you more. I will talk with you later on more.
Yes.
My mom said that. Stanley Connor. And my husband. Perhaps you need to include one picture of my parents together.
Will I be able to
sister with the most beautiful chaperone.
Oh my! I have my pictures in my hotel. Tomorrow I give them to you and I show you.
You see, and in 68
yeah.
with the most beautiful shepherd in Saigon. You see?
Yes.
And this one is about 93 or 92. I don't remember.
They look just like my shepherds. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Here's the Johnny. I mean, sing that.
And the one. The middle was born in our house.
Would I be able to scan, take it, scan it, and bring it back? Your husband gave me many pictures.
Yeah.
I bring them to the lab. Yeah. They scan them,
and then
I
scan.
This
is 68.
Yeah.
And the, that one in 92, I cannot recall well, but the second shepherd was born and raised in 92. Here at home.
At home, you see.
Yeah, and that dog died when he was 2 years old. And
who
was buried in our yard?
Now, that
right here. In a different
the
house.
Second
different
one.
House?
This one.
A different, this house or a different house?
This house.
Yeah.
What year did you move into
Thank
this house?
Thank you so much.
78.
Thank you, Larry.
Oh, yeah, this is brand new.
Yeah.
50